But when some year or two afterward Moby Dick was fairly sighted from the mastheads, Macy, the chief mate, burned with ardor to encounter him, and the captain himself being not unwilling to let him have the opportunity, despite all the archangel's denunciations and forewarnings, Macy succeeded in persuading 5 men to man his boat. With them he pushed off, and after much weary pulling and many perilous, unsuccessful onsets, he at last succeeded in getting 1 iron fast. Meantime Gabriel, ascending to the main royal masthead, was tossing 1 arm in frantic gestures and hurling forth prophecies of speedy doom to the sacrilegious assailants of his divinity. Now, while Macy, the mate, was standing up in his boat's bow, and with all the reckless energy of his tribe was venting his wild exclamations upon the whale, and essaying to get a fair chance for his poised lance, lo, a broad white shadow rose from the sea, by its quick fanning motion temporarily taking the breath out of the bodies of the oarsmen. Next instant the luckless mate, so full of furious life, was smitten bodily into the air, and, making a long arc in his descent, fell into the sea at a distance of about 50 yards. Not a chip of the boat was harmed, nor a hair of any oarsman's head, but the mate forever sank.